Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, the show, the archives of the show, all the way back to 99, thousands of past interviews that we've done that there are arranged in categories, so you can find the topic that's on your mind if you want to go back and listen to what somebody said. And you can podcast them. You know, you can stream them first just to see if you like what you hear, if it's what you wanted. And then if you want to, we actually allow you to podcast them, to download them, and have fair use possession of them. And so check that out, folks, and use it to your advantage. We have hundreds of Brain Trust members who, along with me, have written thousands of articles that are at our website. You can check those out and use them. And, of course, you have our blog is there, and our newsletter subscription is there. You can take care of that while you're there. Don't forget to do that. The newsletter is free. It comes every Sunday afternoon. My email gets you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Tom Gimbel had the Tom joined us from a meeting, and wherever he was, the cell phone connection, he was having to use a cell phone, and oftentimes that works out okay, but in this particular case it didn't. And as you may have remembered, he kept dropping out, so we're going to reschedule Tom for another day when he can be on a landline. But I do want to continue to talk about what we were talking about, and that's this employee thing. You know, I'm a small business owner. I have employees, just like you do, just like most of you do, and that's an issue. And part of the issue for me, it's my nature to care about my employees, and it's just the way I am. And sometimes, you know, I think I wish I were a little meaner, but maybe my employees would think that I've already achieved that. But there is an issue with small business owners. Making sure that your interest in their lives doesn't cross over and become nosy, and I've had these issues in my career as an employer that you have to deal with these things. But I will tell you this: I believe that employees want you to care about them, and I think they want you to care about them enough that you ask about their families. That you ask about, you know, what they did over the weekend or whatever. I think that's good. Those are good connections. That's good ways to build a relationship. But just ask. I think maybe the key is to ask one question. You know, ask the basic question. How's the daughter? How was the play? How was the weekend? Did you have a good trip? Did you have a good time? How was the meal? Whatever. Ask those questions and then listen to the answer and then get back to work. You know, I think the key, sometimes I think maybe employers ask the question but don't listen to the answer, and it's obvious to everybody that they were just going through the motions and didn't really want to know what happened. But ask the question. Listen to the answer, and if it makes sense for there to be another comment or whatever, oh really? Did that guy do a good job at the play, or wow, you know, how bad was the traffic, or whatever? But just don't go too deep. And if the employee wants to go a little deeper, they will. And then let's just get back to work. And I do think it's important. I've seen companies where the owner really knew every single detail about the lives, and sometimes even the love lives of the employees. Holy mackerel! And I've seen that happen, and I've seen it go bad. And so I do think that's one of the cool things about being in a small business, about working in a small business. I think that's one of the things employees like about being in a small business, is that it is more like a family. but not exactly like a family. I notice I said more like a family, but not exactly like a family. You know, because some of us might be thinking, well, I hope it's not like my family. There's a lot of dysfunctional families out there, aren't there? You'd rather your business not be like your family. I didn't say it was like more like your family. I said it was more like a family. Think of more like Ozzie and Harriet, right? And for those of you who don't know who Ozzie and Harriet is, ask your parents. Anyway, the key, I think, for success, and one of the major keys for success in small business is for business owners to be able to find the right people and to keep them happy in doing what they, and if they are doing a good job and you like what they're doing, make sure you keep them happy doing it. And I think part of the way you do that is to let them know you care, let them know you're there if they need you, but don't get, you know, let's just make that happen and then everybody go to work, do our job. And let me, one other thing, folks, you may live in an area where people are losing their jobs in big companies. This is one of those times, one of the opportunities that you have, small business owners, at a time when there are people losing their jobs in big companies, mostly in big companies, I think, today. Those people might be ready to go to work for a small company. In fact, I promise you, this is on their mind. If you've worked for a big company lately, you know what I'm talking about. It's 29 after a quick break. Right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.